Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 439. Visible, translated text is as follows, about 4:30. He gave me a quarter and I left and then he left. The next Saturday I watched for him near the same thing. It was about the last of July or the first of August. The next Saturday I watched for him about 12 o'clock. He said, "You know what you done for me last Saturday? I want to put you wise for this Saturday." I said, "All right, what time?" He said, "Oh, about 4:30. After Mr. Holloway left, Miss S. Daisy Hopkins come on in into the office. Mr. Frank come out of the office, popped his fingers, bowed his head, and went back into the office. I was standing there by the clock. Yes, he popped his fingers and bowed to me, and then I went down and stood by the door. He stayed there that time about 30 minutes, and then the girl went out. He gave me a $0.50 this time. The next time I watched for him and Mr. Dalton too, somewhere along in the winter time, before Thanksgiving Day, somewhere about the last part of August. Yes, that's somewhere near the winter. This time he spoke to me on the fourth floor in the morning. Gordon Bailey was standing there when he spoke to me. He said, "I want you to put you wise again for today. The lady that came in that day was one who worked on the fourth floor. It was not Miss Daisy Hopkins, a nice-looking lady, kind of slim. She had hair like Mr. Hooper's. She had a green suit of clothes on. When Miss Daisy Hopkins came, she had on a black skirt and white waist the first time. I don't know the name of that lady that works on the fourth floor. Yes, I have seen her lots of times at the factory, but I don't know her name. She went right to Mr. Frank's office, then I went and watched. She stayed about 30 minutes and came on. Mr. Frank went out of the factory and then came back. I stayed there and waited for him. He said, 'I didn't take out that money.' I said, 'Yes, I seed you didn't.' He said, 'That's all right, old boy. I don't want you to say any.'